Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Central Park in the snow, Old Times Square, the Broadway shows. It's the town you love to roam. That's New York City. That's my home. The Met Museum, the MoMA too. A thousand restaurants cooking food for you. It beats Paris and even Rome. That's New York City. That's my home. Cozy jazz clubs, rockets dancing. It's the best place for old-fashioned romancing. Lady Liberty, she welcomes all. The Freedom Tower, it's strong and it's tall. It's the greatest city in the world. That's New York City. That's my home.
We kick off our 702nd episode of Neon Jazz with Boston-born saxophonist and composer Alexander McCabe with the tune New York City off his latest offering, 2020 CD, I'd Prefer. Speaking of New York City, he has been performing in his new home since the 1980s and blazed onto the scene in his beginning years as a featured soloist with the Ray Charles Orchestra. He was also an original member and toured with the Chico O'Farrell Afro-Cuban Big Band. This is one of those diversified cats that has had many of his compositions featured on film and television. And as has been the case here lately in May 2021, with the world waking up, vaccinations are spreading, and musicians are getting back to the live stage, we hear the voices of jazz talking about this brave new world of ours. Listen to Alexander's thoughts on the post-COVID world.
I hope we all enjoy it more, that's for sure. I mean, Jesus, we all took a lot for granted, I think. So I think just interacting, from my end, interacting with the audience will be great again. just connecting with people, and I hope that the audience will appreciate the same thing, hearing some live music.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town awake and alive with jazz from the lobby of the Intercontinental off the world-famous plaza as we listen to Jackie Myers right now below us during a recent gig she had on the night of May 20, 2021 with a lobby full of Detroit Tigers right here from Kansas City, Missouri, delivering you the best possible jazz we can find. One of the early shows that Alexander saw was the legendary tenor sax cat and leader of the Cool School, Mr. Stan Getz, with the title track off his 1974 CD, Captain Marvel. Here's Alexander to explain.
I saw Stan Getz when my older sister took me to Stan Getz when I was like 12. We'll be right back.
This is Bo Bledsoe with Ensemble Iberica. I'm a guitar player here in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Kansas City's unique crossover supergroup, A La Turca, live in concert with the KU Jazz Ensemble, with the tune Children's Songs off their 2020 CD. This group was formed in 2009 with the vision of creating an equal auditory handshake between two musical cultures. It features founder and director Bo Bledsoe on the guitar, joined by three of Kansas City's most acclaimed jazz musicians, Rich Wheeler on sax, Brandon Draper on percussion, and the great Jeff Harshbarger on bass. Together, they form a quartet in which cultures are treated with equal respect. And we caught up with Bo to talk about the post-COVID wake-up world, and these were his thoughts.
There's been plenty of articles speculating about what this year is going to be bringing. If you look at what happens, of course, pandemics are cyclical human events. It's just that they happen so infrequently that we don't remember them. After every major pandemic, there's some huge resurgence of just craziness and economic growth.
From the cool of legendary jazz trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, we go next. This is the tune Naturally off the 1973 CD Skydive. Dig in.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Sean Nimmons. I'm a piano player out of Toronto, Canada, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Off new arrangements by grandson pianist and composer Sean Nimmons. That was the tune Swing Softly off the 2020 CD Volume 1 To the Nth off the Nimmons tribute, honoring the legacy of Canada's living jazz legend, Phil Nimmons. This album features some of Canada's greatest musicians, Juno Award winners, coming together to celebrate Phil through his music. And we spoke to Sean recently, and he had some thoughts also on the post-COVID world.
Oh, I hope we come back with an even greater appreciation for it. You know, I'm holding on to that hope because, you know, a lot of clubs, a lot of, you know, the musicians themselves, it's very difficult to get through this time without any work. I really hope that there's sort of like a surge, an inverse reaction proportional to what we've experienced.
And on to Phil we go, the dean of Canadian jazz and his brilliance as a clarinetist, band leader, composer, arranger, and educator. This is the tune Squits as we move on.
I'm so happy to be on Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. I'm Audrey Fox, and I'm loving this show.
You better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. There's a moon above, and it gives my heart a whole lot of swing. In your eyes and the way I feel, oh, it's gotta be spring. I want you so now. You got the lips I love to touch. You better go now. It's gotta be spring. I want you so now. You got the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much. You better go now.
That was the veteran and celebrated Chicago jazz and blues vocalist Audrey Fox with the tune You'd Better Go Now off her 2020 CD Stone Cold Woman. This musician is an unconventional and unique singer and performer who's always after it. When we talked to her about the post-COVID world, she opened up about it.
Oh man, it's so important. I always knew that live music and theater, I mean, all of that is important, but this really, really made me appreciate it even more. I think it's so important to have a community of people together in one place enjoying art.
From two-time Grammy Award winner known for his robust swing and poetic insight, this is singer Kurt Elling with the 2018 tune, A Happy Thought, off the CD, The Questions. And as we get into it, listen to Audrey talk about a live show with him.
One of my favorite shows that I've ever been to was Kurt Elling, and I was so moved. He has so much command over his voice. He uses it in a way that kind of brings everyone to the moment. You could hear a pin drop in the club.
It is almost the first. I am struck blind, but my blindness is bright. Prepare prepare for what's known here as death. Have no fear of that strange word, forever. Even I can see there is nothing there. Nothing there to be afraid of, having already been to forever. I'm unable to recall anything that scared me there or hurt. Frightened me, apparently, and hurt was being born. But I got over that with no hard feelings. Dying, I imagine it will be the same deal, lonesomer maybe, but surely no more shocking or prolonged. It's dark as I recall, then bright, so bright. It's dark as I recall, then bright, so bright.
Hi, this is Jeff Elwood, saxophonist from Los Angeles. It's a pleasure to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the veteran musician and teacher Jeff Elwood with the song The Honeymoon off the 2021 CD, The Sounds Around the House. One of the very first shows that really got him to think about jazz and that dazzled him was the Yellow Jackets, that legendary outfit. And as we get into the tune Thank You off the 2013 CD, A Rise in the Road, listen to Jeff recollect.
I will actually never forget it. My first jazz concert was the Yellow Jacket. What was even crazier is that I recorded on an Alan Pasqua record called The Antisocial Club, which was with Nels Klein, and it's kind of like a Bitches Brew kind of thing. And the bass player on that record was Jimmy Haslip. I was still just like absolutely starstruck by Jimmy Haslip, because like that was the first concert that I ever saw, and I was like, oh, it was just so great to me.
Hayden, guitarist from Portland, Oregon. You're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was the internationally acclaimed guitarist, composer, and producer Chance Hayden with the song What's Behind off the 2020 sophomore album of his on Rope-A-Dope Records. And he also opened up about his hopes for the new world as we move on past COVID. Have a listen.
I think we've all been missing it. I think we'll realize just how much once we are back and able to perform and audiences are able to see shows again. It'll hit us like a ton of bricks. I think moving forward, it is appreciated all the more.
Finally, we end with one of my favorite people on earth, a cat that I had several deep talks with over the quarantine, and one that is a creator in every part of his soul. I love this whole album from Kansas City trumpeter and creative man, a leader of the River Cow Orchestra, E.E. Pointer, off his 2021 CD, Quarantine Dreams. This is Tesla's Dance. And with that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who has hatched many quarantine dreams of his own, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. We're always here. Musician, fan, and anyone in between will always listen. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Get out there and see live music and celebrate the jazz, my friends.
What do you think about Neon Jazz?
Neon Jazz.